Hello, it's our regular program from Heritage, and Robin Schroeder is here with me now. Hello, Robin.
Hello, Dennis. Thanks for coming out.
It's time for me to take the test and for our audience to play along, okay?
Okay, let's go.
Heritage has two campuses in our area. There is the Homestead campus in Geary, and then there is the Woodlands campus just off Southwestern Drive in West Ellicott.
Yes, we're at the Woodlands campus and the home of Orchard Grove.
Now, there are two kinds of living that we talk about frequently on this program. This is the second part of the quiz. One of them is independent living. That's what we were doing on the air last week. The other kind is assisted living. Today, we are at the Woodlands and at Orchard Grove, and the subject will be assisted living.
Yes, sir. You've got it right. This is a small concept home with 12 residents of assisted living.
Now, let us remind the audience what assisted living really means and then kind of weave in what is unique about assisted living here in Orchard Grove.
Sure, that's right, Dennis. So when someone has gotten to the point where they need a little bit of assistance with their daily activities, they should give us a call, and we, of course, have Orchard Grove here.
And you say this is small home living, so just give us a little sense of what it is like to be here and what the level of independence and what the level of assistance is right in this environment where we sit right now.
Sure. Well, we have actually medication assistance here at Orchard Grove for folks that need that. We have 3 meals a day, and that is all prepared for them. And I see this morning we've got a couple of residents helping in the kitchen, so it's just like home. We have always available menus, and we have transportation for folks to get to appointments and to the grocery stores. So it's the little bit of help that they need. They don't need to go into a skilled facility, and it's very social.
And this is just the right level of assistance, is what comes to my mind, so that people can maintain the level of independence and their own lives and rooms of their own and places where they can have things of their own and yet enjoy the benefits and support of the collective atmosphere as well.
That's right. It's a small home concept. Everyone has a private room and a private bath. Most have a television in their room, but of course we have our community areas where they have a open concept living and dining and kitchen area. It's very spacious. It's absolutely a beautiful property, and the campus is about 8 years old here, so it's pretty new. It's very, very nice.
Well, and I want to say something about the feeling of being in this place and try and transmit this to the radio audience as effectively as we can, Robin Schroeder, because one can get the sense, even in a small home concept like this, you talk about assisted living and there's a kind of an institutional dormitory, a feel to it, and that is not what happens in this place. It is beautifully appointed. There's extraordinary wood furniture and woodwork and bookshelves and just a warmth to this that is the absolute contradiction to what you might think at first blush.
Yeah, absolutely. It is very much a home concept. I don't know if you saw the fireplace over there, but we have a nice fireplace, a nice seating area. It's very park-like up here in the summertime. There's a lot of wildlife that are around, and they have a beautiful covered patio on each one of the buildings. We have a new gazebo, lots of outdoor space, lots of green. There's raised beds. Pretty active group here.
We are in one of the facilities or homes here in Orchard Grove. How many are there altogether?
Well, we have no facilities here. We have homes, and they are absolutely beautifully appointed homes.
Did you get that, radio listeners?
There's 3 of them.
3 homes.
With 12 residents in each home. So it's a very intimate setting. It's very personalized. We have some wonderful staff here, and there are a lot of things, a lot of activities going on and things for our residents to partake in.
As we speak on the day before broadcast, is there any availability here or is it filled up?
Well, we're always taking applications. We're talking to folks, and things change all of the time in this environment. So we just encourage folks to reach out to give us a call at 716-763-5608. We can give them a personalized tour and set that up for them. But anytime someone wants to visit, they're always welcome to come to Orchard Grove. We have wonderful staff that are ready and able to meet them if they just want to wander up and visit.
Orchard Grove, part of the Woodlands campus of Heritage, just off Southwestern Drive in West Ellicott, where there are no facilities.
They're homes
now,
here,
yes. We have time for one more question.
Yes.
Who really is in charge in this residence where we are right now?
Well, that would be Tammy DeVilliger, our administrator. Maybe I'd like you to meet her next week, Dennis. What do you think?
I'd be more than happy to do so.
Okay, that'd be great.
A regular program with Robin Schroeder from Heritage, and we'll see you next week.